a second George stood framed in the door, and he looked disapprovingly about. "What you doing in Crook's room? You hadn't ought to be in here." Crooks nodded.
"I told him, but they come in anyways."
"Well, why didn't you kick him out?"
"I didn't care much," said Crooks. "Lenny's a nice fella."
Now Candy aroused himself.
"Well, George, I've been figuring and figuring. I got it doped out how we can even make some money on them rabbits."
George scowled. "I thought I told you not to tell nobody about that." Candy was crestfallen.
"Didn't tell nobody but Crooks,"
George said. "Well, you guys get out of here. Jesus, seems like I can't go away for a minute." Candy and Lenny stood up and went toward the door. Crooks called.
"Candy?"
"Huh?"
"Remember what I said about hoeing and doing our jobs?"
"Yeah,"
said Candy.
"I remember."
"Well, just forget it," said Crooks. "I didn't mean it. Just fooling. I wouldn't want to go no place like that."
"Well, okay. If you feel like that. Night."
The three men went out the door. As they went through the barn, the horses snorted and the halter chains rattled. Crooks sat on his bunk and looked at the door for a moment. Then he reached for the liniment bottle. He pulled out his shirt in the back, poured a little liniment in his pink palm, and, reaching around, he fell slowly to rubbing his back.